It's a Friday morning, the 19th of July, and it's a special edition, well, not really, of Mino and the Mayor, just remembering Bob Newhart this morning, who passed away last night.
You know, when they'd have that opening, what you're playing right now, they have the opening season. I also, man, I'd love to live in downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
Didn't that seem cool?
They made it look really cool.
Yeah. And then I thought, man, it'd be cool to run a cabin thing in Vermont.
Right.
And that was cool. And have somebody like Suzanne Plachette wear tight sweaters.
But he had some serious staying power with not a lot of controversy. Goodness. He was here in Green Bay. And I just remember the big deal was they paid him $100,000 for a week.
Wow.
eight days, which was a lot for, you know, I mean, think about that. That was back in the 70s.
Seems like a lot now.
And just he just comes with a clipboard. Like, you know, and he was really, really funny.
Just seemed like a good guy.
Oh, right. And that's what I'm saying. And I just, and he went on to TV and what was he, 92, 3?
4, I think, was it?
Something like that.
I think 94.
I mean, what a great career.
Yeah. And even in Elf, he was great in Elf.
Yes, right.
He was in Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Right. Yeah. I'll never forget. I'll never forget this one. Scene for the Big Bang Theory where they're sitting around with all the nerdy guys, you know, and the girl, I can't think of her name. Pretty hot. You
Kelly,
know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Kelly Cuoco. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, Kelly Cuoco. And I have an IQ of, 9,000, yada, yada, yada. I have an IQ of so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm genius level. I'm genius level two, blah, blah, blah. He goes, who's sleeping with her? He goes, I am. He goes, you're the genius. Just a good guy.
It seemed like it. Yeah.
Yeah. You never heard anything, you know, weird about him, whatever.
I remember like the first time I heard some of his albums.
Albums, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, comedy albums.
They were good. He did the driving instructor.
Yeah.
Driving instructor just blew my mind.
Yeah. Yep. No, he was great.
Yeah, he did that at the Carlton, that driving instructor thing. That was really, really funny.
Yeah, go ahead and start the car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, okay, you turn down the windshield wipers, okay? just his delivery.
Right. Absolutely. That understated sort of thing.
Timing was perfect.
Yeah, you're right. Timing was perfect.
Yeah.
Just, he was great. Great, 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 great. Bob
Newhart.
Where
did he hail from? Like, was he, like,
I think he started
Midwest guy?
His career in the Army.
Wow.
Yeah, his comedy career, I think, started in the Army.
So he was, he worked in, he lived in Oak Park, Illinois.
Oh,
okay.
I thought he was a Midwestern.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I thought. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then somebody, the other one, that's Lou Dobbs. I'm just saying, they had them both, like, at the same time. Remember him? You know him.
You know, Lou Dobbs was one of those guys that went from being this normal anchor to ultra going to one side. And that always seemed weird to me because it's like, were these people lying?
Sincere.
Exactly.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I don't like media people that do that.
Well, there's
a lot of them, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, it's trusted you before.
Yeah. Disappointing.
Right. Yeah.
You were, not that he was Walter
Cronkite.
The one Cronkite,
rule you have in the media is, Todd, but impartial.
Neutral. Yeah.
Neutral.
It used to be.
Used to be.
Yep.
Yeah. Now he's just gonna pick a side, but he did, and it was like he kind of got a little bit conspiracy towards the end.
Yeah,
you know. Anyway, I guess those were the two people that cashed it in yesterday. So,
has there been a lot though lately?
It just seems.
I mean, is it weird or just like a lot of celebrities just dropping?
I think about that, and are we getting closer? You know, I really think is those people like Lou Dobbs is 74. I mean,
that's
like
young.
You know,
I used to think that was old. Now it's young.
What?
I went to school with him. We played ball together.
But I think you're right, and it's just every time you pick up
the other day with Richard Simmons and
talked about his birthday and another guy 72 or whatever 3-4. But I don't know if I guess we're getting older. I don't know what that means, but there's a lot of people that it just seems lately like there's a lot of people, but I don't know.
I agree with you.
I grew up in that area.
Well, today is Friday, July 19th. Absolutely. This would be like the middle of summer. Now, this would be, you know, people say the 4th. I think this is like the middle of summer. You still have 6 weeks. You had pretty much 6 weeks of summer to here, and you got like 6 weeks left to Labor Day. Don't you agree?
And I would agree that September is kind of turn the page a little bit towards another season. So I would agree that this next 6 weeks, because you got July, the whole month of August to celebrate. So, but you know, you I mean, look at the paper, you know, school.
Oh, I hate school. I hate that. Don't even say that to me.
Don't show your grandkids coming up this weekend. Don't take them school shopping.
There are no three words in my entire lifetime you could ever say worse than back to school.
Right. Even to this
hate
day?
Hate that.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Connotation. It's like, you know, I hated school. I'll be honest. I hated school more than anybody's ever hated school.
Well, you sat next to a guy that.
You were too?
Yeah.
I despised it. I hated it. More than you can ever imagine.
I think I still, and I don't hate back to school, the words, but I think I still get a little depressed as we turn into fall because of that.
Yeah.
Because there was a depression having to totally go back
agree.
To school. And
totally agree.
It also is a little bit anxiety besides the depression.
Totally agree.
Because, you know, you're going, especially when you had that transition from, you know, eighth grade to freshman, that's a scary time, fifth to sixth grade. When you go to a different school, that's.
I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that a few times, but. No. I these kids. You know, I was thinking about that, and maybe as we get older, you know, you take more of the 30,000-foot view, but that's not a long time for those kids. I mean, think about it, because you get out in June, and here we are, you know.
I know. I just hate the mental aspect of it. Back to school, back to this drudgery thing.
Back to the mines.
Oh, I hate it. Actually, I enjoyed the mines. You know, I was talking to a guy yesterday. I interviewed a wonderful Vietnam veteran yesterday in Manitowoc, actually. And we were talking about that, but this guy from Hibbing, Minnesota, originally hockey player, goes to Michigan Tech to play hockey, graduates, engineering degree, gets a job with IBM in Minneapolis, married, life is good. Then he gets drafted and he's sent to Vietnam as a LERP. You know what a LERP is?
Yeah, you told me.
Long range patrol. Right. They'd send out about 8 or 9 guys out into the jungle for 12 days by themselves to look for the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese. And it's just the most dangerous job there is. And it's just like, you know, we biatch and complain about whatever. And here's this guy. You go through Michigan Tech and engineering, which is so tough. And it's like, life is good.
Yeah.
And then in those days, you got drafted and grabbed and sent into something like that.
Didn't sign up for it. Yeah.
And I don't think we do enough for our people in the military who were drafted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to sign up, okay, great. And I appreciate your service and the whole thing. But these guys, they just want to, and now all of a sudden you're grabbed and drafted.
Yeah. How's he doing?
He's great. I mean, he's great.
So you interviewed him for your show. I interviewed
my book.
I interviewed Sean Bardeza, the guy who owns the Depot.
Oh, okay.
And he
nice guy.
He owns 3 restaurants, and I gotta tell you, it's kind of like you guys in the media. He tried other stuff and just got called back to hospitality. Loves it. Hasn't found your niche, man. We're saying, even though he's had opportunities and actually made more money at another place. Just really missed that industry of making people happy, cooking food, entertaining. He likes, you know, he's had a, and I'll give him a lot of credit for this. He has not had a difficult time attracting employees. Yeah, and that's hard in that business, but that says a lot about him. He treats them right. He gives them time off when they need time off. He understands.
You got to be that way these days.
And he is. He's that guy. So, but yeah, he's got 3 businesses and, you know, we've talked to him before, but I mean, the guy comes from West Virginia. And has been a lot of places. And I said, why do you stay in Green Bay? You know, and a lot of people, well, you know, the Green Bay Packers. And he said, that wasn't it. He goes, I just really felt like this was a community of opportunity. That's kind of cool.
Same with the guy yesterday. He worked at like a lot of different places as an engineer. And when he got to transfer to Manitowoc Crane, he's like, wow, it's a great area. This is really, really cool. Why would you want to leave here?
That's kind of what he
said. Same type of thing.
Anyway, so he's here and he's doing.
So he said he was going to get, company was relocating to Terre Haute, Indiana. He's like, I don't know Terre Haute, Indiana, but I have no interest in moving to Terre Haute, Indiana. And he got transferred to Manitowoc. He's like, I never want to leave here.
Yeah. And I think they couched it as Northern Illinois, but then he went to Gary.
Gary, Indiana.
Yeah. I meant Northern Indiana. That's what I meant, Northern Indiana.
Well, it's Gary, Indiana.
Yeah. And he's like,
I told you I was driving through there with my daughters when I was, we were leaving the wonderful city of Flint, Michigan, and coming to Green Bay. Yeah. And we're driving through Gary, Indiana, and they had those big smokestacks and the big freeway type thing up above. And my daughter, just from the smell, started throwing up. in Gary, Indiana.
And he was excited about it because he grew up, you know, the Music Man, Gary, Indiana.
Oh, that's right.
And he was like expecting it to be not Disney World, but, you know, just a...
But Flint was the same way. Flint was a terrible town. I'm just being honest. I lived in Flint for 3 years, and that was a rough town, man.
Well, they've made a lot of mistakes, boy. I mean, right?
Well, the problem is, you know, Flint used to be this great, thriving... I mean, people were making a lot of money. I mean, you had Buick there. You had Ford. You had AC Delco. I mean, the biggest factories you can imagine. People were making phenomenal money. Everything was great. Okay, I want to talk about this. A text just now. Anybody notice the price of gas this week? My local gas station went up 30 cents in 1 week. Okay, I'm driving yesterday, and all of a sudden, it's 3:44. And I said, well, that station's not going to get much business. I keep going. The next, normally, it's like all over the place. Every single station I saw was 3:44. I've never seen that before in my life where they were all in agreement on the same price.
Isn't that collusion?
What happened? What in the world happened?
Well, here's the thing. I know this about gas prices. They can only change their price once in a 24-hour period.
Okay.
So let's say one goes 3:44, whatever it is, they can't change that price up or down for 24 hours.
Okay.
It's a law.
But I've never seen them all the exact same price. I was in Manitowoc. It was 3:44. In Green Bay at the Quick Trips, 3:44. Shell, 3:44. Normally, they're all different. Yeah. Yesterday, everybody was the exact same price. What happened?
I got gas in Oshkosh this morning. It was 3:44.
What is going on?
You know what I think is going on? First of all, I think that's high.
Oh, it's crazy high.
Okay, and look at all the people. Look, EAA. We got Packer training camp. I think a lot of people are driving this
week. Jim, I totally agree, but I've never seen all the different companies agreeing on the same price. You know, you and I have our favorite little gas station right up the road here, about three blocks away.
Right.
What are they? Because they were 3:13 2 days ago.
It's the hood.
I want to see what they are. In the hood.
We risk
the
our
hood
lives.
Gas station.
We risk our lives for cheaper gas.
Well, I carry my bayonet in my back pocket every time I go there.
I don't get out of my car. I beat the horn here.
What's going on, people? Tell us. Why did you want to know something? You know, I'm a really bad person in some ways. You guys know that.
Yeah, we all know that. Everybody knows that.
But you want to know how I'm a really good person sometimes?
This music seems like it
should
be something.
I was at Festival of Foods yesterday.
You tip somebody?
After spending $81 and buying snacks for my granddaughters, I come to my party, a lady's hand purse was laying in the thing. I picked up, called one of the cart guys, said, hey, somebody drop this. Could you bring it in?
You are a good person.
Thank you.
John.
Back after this.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Somebody help us out. Does anybody work at a gas station? Why did every single gas station go to 3:44 yesterday?
Yeah.
There's got to be some weird sort of thing. Because Shell, Quick Trip, Mobil, all the different, every single one had the exact same price, and I have never seen that before.
Yeah. Is there a max they can charge for gas, Todd? Didn't they say, wasn't that be like 6 cents? I thought, like, you can't price yourself. Is there a minimum markup?
Let's be honest.
That's such a scam.
It is.
It's
a scam.
Mind-boggling. Is there anybody that can control a country more than the oil companies?
Well, and the thing is it's not like you have to call or go do a little research. You just drive down the road.
Yeah, and just
I just think that's collusion.
Companies can control our company. They could say, we're going to be $9 a gallon. Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Right.
What are you going to do?
They're the worst.
I hate oil companies.
The reason I think it's this week is because I think this is a high volume purchase week for gas.
No, and I understand that, Jim. But all I'm saying is they were exactly the same price. That's the part I couldn't understand. Shell, Quick Trip, Mobil, all these other ones exactly somehow came together for the exact same price. That's bull crap. There's some kind of weird collusion going on.
I think some guy's going around saying, look, boys.
Absolutely. There's something. I hate those people. Yeah. Hate oil companies. Despise them.
Well, then that's why you green energy, electric cars.
Well, I'm not doing that, but I'm just saying I still hate them.
But you're walking more, you're biking more, so you'll show them, right? Use less. That's the way you get the price of gas down is
no, they'll just keep it whatever they could go $12 a gallon. What would Nobody would say anything about it. It'd be sort of like, well, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
They could shut, oil companies can shut down our country at a moment's notice.
Well, we
But they could. They could shut down the entire country right now. Say, guys, we're going $14 a gallon. Boom, country shuts down.
Well, we have some reserves that we would tap and, yeah. But you're right. They got us by the short hairs.
They absolutely do.
Do you remember after 9/11?
Yes.
They did that?
Yeah.
You're driving home that day, and all of a sudden, the gas prices were...
I remember a lady at the gas station. She goes, tomorrow's going to be $5 a gallon. Better fill up. She was working there. Yeah. $5 a gallon.
But it was $1 a gallon not that long ago.
Well, during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why?
Because people weren't driving, Jim.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But yeah. I remember stopping on the way to Manitowoc, Denmark maybe, and I went in and I bought a Diet Mountain Dew, and my Diet Mountain Dew cost more than a gallon of gas.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But the only way you can teach those guys is to not use their product, and the only way we didn't use their product was when we couldn't use their product because we had to all stay home. So the way you're going to drive, that's the whole supply and demand, right? I mean, so, yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but I think we need to make our own oil.
Well, let's be honest, though. We're not where we need to be.
Well, and if this, I don't know if you guys listened to the speeches last night, but e-cars are not going to be a thing.
I believe that, though. They just can't seem to get it going. Don't you? You know what I mean? It's like you'd think these unbelievable billionaire kind of guys could hire every big brain in the world. I mean, we made the atomic bomb, but we can't find a way to make a car to run without
oil.
But
don't you think the oil companies are controlling that a little bit, too?
Oh, absolutely. No question.
You go right back to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a text here. Even Chris. Is it Chris or Christ?
I think it's Chris.
It's Chris.
Christ. I don't know what it is.
It's Chris. No, Chris, that guy, he's...
Christ. That gas station was even high.
We have to. Holy Christ!
Look at the price at that station. Yeah, beautiful crucifixes.
That was yesterday. Sorry. All right, moving on.
Yeah, we got this. Yeah, okay. Crucifix. All right,
what else is going on today?
I lost one eye in a boating accident. Urban Beekeeping Day, Big Wayne.
Oh, congratulations,
Big Wayne!
Happy UB Day,
Big Wayne.
All right.
Football Day.
Yep, National Football Day
today. We've got a great interview coming up at 7:30 today, ladies and gentlemen. A young man that I did his football game. But I'm just saying I've watched this kid play since he was a freshman in high school. Great friends with his mom. And he today is reporting to the Indianapolis Colts in the National Football League. I've been watching this kid play since he was 15 years old. Tanner Bordolini. Congratulations, young man. Great career at Wisconsin. We're going to be talking to him right before he reports into training camp in Indianapolis.
Well, he's been on here a couple times, right?
Oh, yeah. Good kid, great family, great guy.
Yeah.
You know, I was walking out of the game a few years ago. It was a high school game. And he got hurt kind of in that game. And walking, hey, Mino, how you doing? And, good. How you doing, sir? Good. They feed you enough up that press box? Holy crap. I heard there's a smorgasbord up there. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was, what do you think of Bornoiti? Oh, man, he's amazing. He goes, you know, he started school early. You know, his parents could have held him back. He would have been only a junior now instead of a senior. I go, oh, I didn't know. Yeah, yeah. I talked to his parents about that. He goes, yeah. His mom's my daughter. He goes, the grandpa. He was just great. But what a great kid and great success story. Today is National Karaoke Day. Daiquiri Day. I've never had a daiquiri. I've never, like, literally had a daiquiri.
I don't think I have either.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you would.
I don't know. They got their own day. It's just
where, how would you order? I can't imagine being in a setting where it's, say, I'd like a daiquiri.
The beach.
Maybe, like, if you're sitting on the beach.
Right.
The with the umbrella. Right. Listening to Meet the Press, you might order a daiquiri. You might.
Listen to music.
The waves go.
This week on Meet the Press.
Daiquiris? I'd like a daiquiri, please. Light on the alcohol. Yeah.
And leave me alone. I'm listening to Meet the Press.
Yes. I got texted with electric cars. Then we're at the mercy of public service rates. We are hosed either way. True. Absolutely true. I agree. Yep. I said we need to find out what the Germans did in World War II, where they had cars that ran on wood. Because with our camp up north, I got so much wood. I could run. I could drive cross country. What?
I just that just makes no sense to me. But I don't know anything.
Cars that run on wood. Why?
Yeah, I just think the volume, the danger. It just doesn't sound like it doesn't sound practical.
Well, you could still cut down some wood. You know what you do? You grow new stuff.
And then what about the exhaust? Is there like smoke?
It's just
in the air?
It's just wood smoke. What's wrong with wood smoke?
I don't know.
Is there a better smell in the world than wood smoke? They sell candles that are wood smoke scented candles.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a better smell in the world than campfire smoke. Do you?
That gets in your eyes. I don't really like it.
Oh, my God.
I'll take the daiquiri with no smoke.
Okay. I think one week I might keep track of the big differences in the
between
room.
Us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Please do.
I just think that might be interesting.
Yeah. Because when I just cash it in here, so here, Todd, pull up the list. Pull up the list. Just this could not be compatible. Yeah. Just didn't work. You know, husband and wife, it's like, you shop too much. Or you golf too much. You blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Here's the list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And after a year, it's getting longer.
Anthony Edwards is 62. ER? No.
ER. Okay. But he was also in Top Gun. He was Goose. He was Goose.
Oh, my God. Before he lost his hair, before he went bald.
That's right.
Who was his wife in Goose?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
I can't
you
remember.
Do. Who? She was the hottest thing going in her era and looks hideous now.
Was it the blonde?
Meg Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Goose, you big stud, take me to bed right now or lose me forever.
Boy, I...
Good morning.
Here's some audio.
They're off to a great
628.
Start. 628. Yeah. Talk to me, Goose. All right, we're going to break again already.
We
got Ariel Perez, Green Bay Press Gazette coming up. Mark Houston, Bell Sports Medicine. Tanner Bordolini, Indianapolis Colts. Christy and Dennis, a lot of stuff. Back up us.
Cast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a beautiful Friday morning, heading into a great weekend. 58 in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. Could be really warm tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, you know, everybody talks about, well, it's really cold and I got bad windows and doors and my heating bills are going crazy and the oil companies are jacking up my prices and yada, 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 yada. But it's just as bad when it's really, really hot. And you got air conditioning because you lose even more money going out the windows if they're not sealed from the inside. And that's where Pella Windows and Doors comes in. And they've got a great deal going on right now. Hook it up, $18 per window per month, $81 per patio door per month. You saved, how much money do you think you saved in your old house? I mean, a nice old house. But I mean, as far as with, you know, where things weren't, you know, they'd have to put more coal in or whatever.
Hundreds of dollars a month.
But people always think.
I'm not kidding you. When we put those windows and doors in, I mean, our heat bill was crazy. And, you know, you really don't have a choice to shop energy, right? It's kind of like We Energies. I mean, or WPS back then. But those bills are just. They can be crazy in Green Bay in the winter, and I don't know how many winters you've been here, but it's and like Johnny said, even you can lose a lot of energy costs in the summer too with air, and you seal up your windows and doors. It's crazy.
There's nothing you can do for your house that'll save more money.
It's like the payback is like less than 2 years.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good deal.
And you did it just because you knew you were getting a spoiled dog.
my dog.
Do you have a dog, Ariel?
It passed last year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
It's a husky, actually.
Oh, nice. Yes. I love huskies.
Yeah.
I think they are the greatest dogs in the world.
I can't believe you didn't replace it because you're so busy. And it is a commitment.
Ariel Perez. I'm going to say it that way. Perez. Yeah. Is that okay?
Just
like Tony Perez. Remember Tony Perez?
Yeah. But it's actually Perez.
I'm going to say it the way I want to say it.
John is the host.
This is my show.
Pettis.
Green Bay Press Gazette, you're a phenomenal local writer. And Jim and I were just talking. There were times where there's some writers for the Press Gazette over the years that just kind of phoned it in. There were, you know, I've been around. Yeah. And you bring a fresh approach to downtown Green Bay and the Green Bay area. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
What are you working on? You just read some stuff on your business thing.
Well, I was off last week. I got some sick. With a virus that my kid.
Yeah. OK. Okay.
I was gonna come.
So
here.
He texts me. He goes, "Yeah, I'm supposed to come in, but I got blisters all over my body from hoof and mouth disease or something." Like, stay away as long as you possibly want. What was that?
It's just a virus that kids get when they're under five.
Yeah.
It's similar to chickenpox.
Okay.
And you know, you still have the
little scars.
The scars from the blisters that you get.
But it's not contagious anymore because we shook hands with you and you walked in.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I made sure that I was okay when.
How did you catch that?
From your kid, right?
Yeah, it's just saliva or whatever. Yeah.
Wow.
And the whole daycare got it?
He got it from his cousin.
Oh,
that goes to a daycare.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's daycare. That's just a petri dish.
Yeah,
over there,
absolutely.
Isn't it? I mean, just every day go there, mumps, chicken pox.
Get through it.
Foot, mouth,
hand,
foot, and mouth.
Yeah.
Pink eye. Just,
that stuff.
You're gonna get it all.
I've got it.
How old are your kids?
He's gonna be three in September.
Right. So
yeah.
But the good thing is, get it now, right?
Yeah.
I got the
words of it.
Do you remember the Packer game in 1985 where they had like 3 feet of snow against Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yes, I do.
That night, both of my daughters got rubella or something like that. And I had to shovel. We lived on a cul-de-sac. I had to shovel out two routes for my tires to get through. I couldn't shovel out the whole thing. Two ruts to drive them to the hospital. Was it rubella? Do you remember that?
A
kid's disease?
I do. I don't know what. I couldn't tell you what it is, but yes.
But they
both
got it the day after that Packer game against Tampa Bay.
Snowblower wasn't working?
I didn't have one. Didn't make a lot of money back then at $14,000 a year.
Yeah.
No room in the budget for a snowblower.
Not taking 10%.
Anchoring the 6 and 10 at $14,000 a year.
Yeah, that 10% of my income goes to my snowblower.
Yeah,
that would work.
Absolutely. But anyway, great to have Ariel Perez
thanks
here.
For coming
I'm sorry. How do you pronounce it?
Just Perez. Say Perez.
Okay. Coming to Green Bay, obviously you're, you know, originally from Cuba, your family and everything like that. And we always ask people this that aren't from here. Impressions of here versus other places, good or bad?
Good. I haven't had a bad experience here yet.
Like, that's awesome.
I mean, general wise.
Yeah, well, everybody has. Yeah.
But great people, a great place. Every time I meet somebody new, it's great. Yeah, no complaints.
And what's your beat? What do you focus on?
Well,
I just read some business.
Pretty much downtown economy, right?
Yeah. Well, we did a story that we published yesterday about inflation and prices and the state of the economy, Wisconsin's economy, and trying to answer the question why, because the title kind of gave it away, but inflation, why as it comes down, prices don't go down at the same time.
Right.
And that was the main question that we wanted to answer, to kind of explain to people why that happens. So I talked with like three economists, one from the Federal Reserve in Chicago, one from Concordia University in Miquon, and with a chief economist of a capital financial company. And figure it out why that happens. It means, inflation does, when inflation comes down, it doesn't mean that prices go down. It's like prices are not going as fast.
You'd think there'd be a correlation.
And what needs to happen, of course, for people to feel the ease or feel better about the economy. Because there's a lot of, ill sentiment.
Angst. Well, even like gas prices. Yesterday,
yeah, I heard you coming
what?
Out.
What?
Yeah, how could you not?
By my house is 344 on one, but the other one is 337.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Let's go.
Yeah. But isn't that bizarre how in one day they all went to 344?
Yeah, I think it has to do with, there's many things that impact gas prices. The storm barrel just hit.
Sure.
Just hit a couple of weeks ago,
right.
Price Texas, oil. So
yeah.
Production slow. There's more demand because people are driving more now in the last few weeks of the summer.
But it just seemed weird, the exact same price. at so many. Yeah. Green Bay, Manitowoc, every place I went yesterday was 344. Corporate and normally it's a little bit all over the place. It's like everybody called each other and said, here's where we're going with.
Well, what the job economy is very, very good in Wisconsin. Aren't we at like not full employment? There's no such thing, but isn't our unemployment like really like at the lowest it's been in like forever?
Yeah. Okay. And it's better than the nation's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we're
Green
like,
Bay is this area?
Well, the
whole
the
Wisconsin.
State,
oh,
the state
oh,
is.
Okay.
But yet, you know, you look at Green Bay, you know, we still have our poverty level is higher. Like the average is what, 12%, and we're at like 16% people living at poverty or below. Like what? I don't get that. Like why? Like I don't get why inflation prices come down and our prices don't come down. Like, is somebody controlling this or is it?
That's
just
pretty much the basis of
no,
your article,
no,
right?
There's, yeah, that's the basis of my article. It says like economists explain that when inflation, I mean, there's many reasons why inflation got high and so fast, right? Supply chain issues, overspending by the government, etc. But now that it's being controlled, that it's coming down, prices stay up because there were many companies have to stay competitive. They have to increase wages.
Right.
Gas prices are still a little bit higher than they were before. So distribution, transportation, they can't reduce costs like because they still kind of paying a lot of money. So it's not even. It doesn't work at the same time. It's not what it means. Inflation coming down means prices are not going up as fast. It's not that the prices are going to come down. It's just that. So what it needs to happen is wages need to increase for people, and that didn't happen or hasn't happened as fast as inflation rose. So that's why you have some people that say, "Oh, I'm actually better than I was before because now my wages increased," but that didn't happen to everybody. And there's a lot of retirees in this area too. So they don't get a raise, right?
Right. That's why we're still working. Yeah. We should be retirees.
They'll get a cost of living, but that doesn't match what the inflation was. So they're really behind. I mean, I get that. I still think there's a little bit of a question as to, and I get why things, I don't know that I totally buy that argument. I'm just going to be honest with you that, okay. You know, Ed, we should celebrate that inflation's down, but wages, I mean, that inflation has come down, but prices haven't come down because people are making more money. They have to pay more for material costs. I get that. But it still doesn't add up because people still aren't getting ahead. Like if your theory was true, nobody would be complaining.
No. Wait, this is not my theory. This is economist theory.
Well, economists, if you get three economists together, you'll get four different ideas.
And what they say is also when prices come down is because there's deflation, which is
deflation.
Okay. Yeah. So that means, you know, cut jobs, cutbacks,
right.
Job loss, and all that. And there has been some deflation in some. Mm-hmm.
Well, like even like we were saying when, you know, the pandemic hit, I literally bought a Diet Mountain Dew that was more expensive than a gallon of gas that day. Yeah. Honest to God, I mean, I'm joking about that. I remember putting it on my Facebook.
Prices didn't come down because the companies don't reduce prices because they're making too much money. The reason they reduce prices is because they want to stay competitive. They want to keep the volume going. So what's going to drive food prices down is when more supply comes on the market.
Or when, you know, in the case of supermarket groceries stores, when
transportation, $81 yesterday on snacks for my granddaughters.
Yeah, I know. And beef isn't. We did another story that is coming out soon, asking people what they stopped buying. And all that. And the answers are magnificent because
what do they say?
They say like beef. Well, beef is insanely expensive now.
Fruit. So,
and they stopped buying really beef expensive. Instead. They're buying chicken. You know.
Yeah.
To your point, Jim, I think, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I think also.
I feel like the moderator of a debate here.
I can tell you.
Todd, you feel that too?
Absolutely.
I like it though.
I was just going to say, Ariel, was that the buying all that chicken is going to make beef prices come down.
Yeah. And then chicken expensive.
Yeah, right.
But the thing is also, I've seen, you know, the data I've looked at showed that not everybody got a wage increase in the bad years of the high, really high inflation.
Right.
And actually there were some industries where they saw wage decrease, and that makes
really?
Also, tech, not because they cut the salaries, just the people, some people retire, then they hire at a lower wage.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's
the way it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. But in the last year, 2023, then the stats show that there has been an increase in wages, not in every industry. There's, service, hospitality, transportation, but not, government jobs, not the retirees, that people that live off Social Security. And I understand there's a lot of people that have gone back to work. Even after they retire, people with 60
you
want, years old.
Can I tell you something that's a scam? Medicare. I got it. What?
That's the biggest gift we've got.
Oh, my
that
God.
That's crazy how we... Medicare,
I had root canal surgery the other day.
He's right about this.
You know how much it cost me?
Well, that's...
No, I
can't. $2,800 I had to pay out of pocket.
Right.
Dang.
$2,800 off my credit card for that.
Damn. Medicare does not do a great job of dental, but when it comes...
Brush your teeth, people.
There you go. And floss.
I'm start.
Floss. You can get the mint or regular floss, Johnny. Either one.
Ariel Perez! Green Bay Press Gazette. Phenomenal writer. One of the great up-and-comers in this area is joining us. Back with more after this. Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS. Of course, the Civic Media app, 58 in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. Warming up this weekend. Big things taking place in downtown Green Bay this week.
Well, everywhere, right?
Wow.
EAA kicks off.
Everything.
So much going on.
There's a lot of things. Yeah.
Ariel Perez from the Green Bay Press Gazette is joining us.
And you're the business writer. How exciting is it when we have these events? I interviewed somebody yesterday. I've got a show that's on Sundays at 1. And we were talking about running a business. It's not easy. And I think a lot of people innately would love to have a business. And he's one of these guys that's like, I didn't want to be crying in my beer when I'm 60 years old. So I took some risk. And it's been tough. But I asked him about what can the government do? And really, businesses don't need lower taxes is nice, but what they want are people.
Yeah.
That's what
keep them going.
He said nothing is better than a good event.
Yeah.
Art Fest, EAA, Packer Training Camp.
Yep.
You can't live on that, but boy, that can make the difference between, red to black, And he just had talked about, and this is a weekend where he plans to be profitable. I mean, the weather's going to be great. There's so many events. And what are you hearing that businesses need to be successful?
Well, that, events, and parking and people, and people. It's one of the biggest things that I hear, not just from businesses, but also, we know the directors of the BIDs, the business districts here, and they want the same thing because events bring people for a short period of time. But then when comes winter, it's like, shut down.
Right, right, right.
We it talked really about that in Green Bay and pretty much everywhere, but you got to make hay while the sun shines, you know, and that I know that's a farmer's thing, but that's really true in business. I mean, it is. People, it's hard in February to make money in the restaurant business. And
I always say winter starts in Green Bay the Monday after the Packers' last loss. As soon as that season ends, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Damn.
You know, I coach soccer for little kids.
Right.
And in, you know, fall is the last season we coach outside, and it's like a flip.
Isn't it though?
One day,
yes,
it's like 70 or 60 something, and then the next day is 40, 30.
Yeah. So, were you a soccer player?
I was semi-pro, yeah.
Semi-pro?
Yeah. I used to be very good. Then, you know.
In Florida?
No, in the DR. I played the league there. Second
in
division.
In Dominican Republic?
Yeah, second division, semi-pro, yeah.
Wow. Were you a striker?
A right back or midfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Tell me about the employment here. I know it's very low, and there's how are we doing on recruiting talent, retaining talent? Do you get a pulse on that?
I don't go into the details of that. I just know that it's been really low for the past years, and it's now, if I remember correctly, it's at 2.9.
It's under 3.
Yeah. So
that's crazy. I mean, that's almost full employment, you know?
Yeah. It's great. And I've also realized that, you know, looking at the stats that I put found and wrote about, wages also increase in Wisconsin, if I remember correctly, between 6% and 8%. And there's some industries where it was between 2% and 12%.
Right.
So that's good. You know, that's great news. The Wisconsin have better not tax with the tax reforms over the past 10 years have made Wisconsin more competitive.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more people coming here.
Good. What would you do, Ariana? We always ask people like your. By the way, I got a thing, a text here, asking for a friend. How does shutting down a major road on a beautiful summer morning for a phantom radio event impact coffee sales at a new coffee shop next door to the radio station?
Jim.
Okay, Ariel, you want to answer that?
Nope.
Ariel, we always talk about this. So, if you were mayor, if you were whatever you want to call it, what would you do different? What would you do? What needs to be changed that you could see would make an impact on just making this a better area?
Well, I would fix the streets.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of holes.
They really are.
The infrastructure is so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
You talk about your friends or the people you interview and they talk about parking,
also looks bad.
Access.
It looks bad when you're in the downtown, right? And you see, you know, the streets all broken down and holes and stuff, and you feel it in your car. It's like,
Didn't you talk to somebody that moved here from like Georgia or something? Like, what's wrong with your streets?
I was at a dog park, and this guy had moved here from Florida.
Florida,
and I was talking to him, introduced myself, just not as what I did before this. I said, so how do you like it here? I'm telling you, he just went off on the roads, and the guy didn't like come up for air. I'm like, okay, you know, but he
got really passionate about it.
I was trying to justify that, you know, look, inclement weather, salt, you know, snow.
Yeah.
Whereas Florida didn't have that. He didn't buy it.
No, you know, because it's in the DR, we used to live with potholes everywhere.
Sure.
Because it rains a lot. It makes sense, you know. You got to fix the road after the water gets in.
Hurricanes come through once in a while.
No, and the water gets in and it sits there and it weakens the structure. And here is even worse because the water gets in, then it freezes, it breaks the ground, and then...
You're right.
However...
You're right.
One could argue that because there are some communities that have inclement weather that have great roads. You know, there's...
Why are ours so bad?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's priority.
Yeah.
There's the money. We passed a wheel tax, which people did not like. I don't like taxes, but look, we had to get these roads fixed, and it's not where it could be. Because there's some places in Indiana, some just in the streets. I mean, it's not glass, but it is, their roads are great. And people, I don't think people, tourism, you know, this and that. roads, people notice roads because we're a driving country.
Yeah. But even we're in Oshkosh. Right. Those roads are beautiful.
Right. Even Oshkosh.
Well, living there.
The guy who was giving us the tour is like, follow me. So he took us on the good road.
Yeah, the good ones.
What else, Ariel? As far as like not having grown up here, coming in, the different things that you've noticed that could be improved?
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I come from a very...
Yeah, a whole different world with DR.
Yeah, two different worlds.
But let me ask you this. Okay, when somebody comes here, because like when I moved here...
I know.
Go ahead.
I know.
Go.
Lightning. The electricity, like light poles.
Okay.
I think the roads are very dark at times, not just in the city. It's like around neighborhoods and...
True that. There's something Florida did right. I mean, you don't need... They got lights everywhere. I mean, that is just a very well-lit community. And that is not that expensive. Because it's lighting costs...
Is Mark coming in or on the phone? Can we keep Ariel here with Mark? Because I want to talk. We got Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine, about athletic type things, and you were a great athlete. I want to talk. I want you on with him. Is that okay?
Sure.
Awesome. Sure. Okay, Ariel Perez, our very special guest. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, coming up. Tanner Bordellini heading into his first day as an NFL player. Back after this.